Hi, this is Jo Martin, the founder of One of Many, and welcome to your Soft Powercast, where you'll discover one of many ideas for leading a more fruitful and fulfilling life. And today, we're talking about my favorite habit, journaling. If you've ever wondered what my secret to success is, if I had to boil it all down to a single tool which I use above all else in order to continue my growth, continue my effectiveness, and to avoid overwhelm like the plague, it is journaling. I use it in three different ways, and I'm going to share those with you today so that you can fully understand how important this is to me in my life, because you know what? It might well be important for you in yours. I think journaling is one of those habits that is highly underrated. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a successful or indeed effective person who doesn't practice some kind of journaling, whether it be the written word or journaling through pictures and doodles. Just about every successful entrepreneur I've ever interviewed practices some kind of journaling, and certainly most of the creatives that I've known over the years have done the same. It's so simple, though, that it gets very overlooked by people on the journey towards their better selves. You kind of think, oh, it's far too simple. Maybe I won't do that. But it is one of the most profound and most effective tools I think you'll ever, ever use. It doesn't matter what kind of journaling you practice, and I'm going to talk through three ways I use my journal in today's session. But the benefits can be wide and diverse. Let's talk about some of those benefits. For the first part, for me, journaling is a really profound way of keeping my vessel open. I believe that every creative idea I have, every calling that comes up, every action I take, every desire I have is actually from source, and I trust them. My only job is to keep the channel between myself and source clear so that I can hear the instructions. It's really simple. So for me, one of the best benefits of journaling is that it keeps that pathway and that connection to source clear so that I have access to my higher self, my sixth sense, if you will, my intuition. It's vital from that perspective. The second thing is I find when I'm journaling, especially when I'm practicing journaling the way Julia Cameron teaches in her great book, The Artist's Way, which I highly recommend, by doing morning pages, I find that it allows me to remember and dream more effectively. I wake up in the morning and often what I'm writing about is the dreams that I've just had. And literally, I often have dreams that are answers to a prayer. Now, that does tend only to happen when I am doing it regularly and for weeks at a time, consistently every day. But it is a very, very profound access I feel that I get through to the other side, you know, is my dream state, that incredibly powerful source that it is. So that's a second major benefit, is it allows me to understand my dreams and use them as a tool for growth and leadership. The third way that the great benefit from journaling is it allows you to process rubbish and process the crap that happens as it happens in the moment. And I will describe how I use journaling from that perspective in a little while. And the fourth benefit to journaling is it's a brilliant way of when you have got your channel open and those ideas are starting to come in, to capture ideas, because now might not be the right time to activate every idea. But when you're journaling regularly, you have an analog record of all of the ideas you've had. And when it comes time to review, which we'll talk about in a little bit, review your journal, you can see what you were thinking, what after, you know, the benefit of some time is worth activating or putting in place, or what's worth letting go because you've moved on since then. So it's a brilliant record of time as well. Now, there are many other great benefits to journaling, but they are a good number of them. So what I want to do for the rest of today's PowerCast is take you through the three kind of ways that I use my journal so that you can perhaps at least take on one, if not two, if not three or more of these strategies. So the first one is one that many of you have heard me talk about already, and that is the power of morning writing. Julia Cameron, in her great book, The Artist's Way, wrote about the habit of morning pages. And still to this day on interviews, you know, 20 years later, she always comes down to morning pages as being one of the three crucial tools for a creative life and to solve anything in life. And I would heartily concur with that. Since reading The Artist's Way many moons ago and implementing her morning pages strategy, my whole life has transformed. I have less need of outside coaching, less need of, and not to say there's anything wrong with coaching or any of that, but you can be your own best coach when you're doing your morning writing. It clears out the crap. You have amazing creative thoughts, and all of those benefits we spoke about, it's like it just tunes you into radio station you. That's why I really, really love it. So what Julia teaches, and which I kind of hold up as the gold standard for our one of many community, is a particular way of doing that morning writing. What I would say is over the years, I've kind of evolved it a little for myself, and becoming a mother of a newborn and then a toddler who has erratic sleeping habits, I have, I guess, given myself space to not be as particular about exactly how and when it happens. That it happens is the most important thing. And of course, what Julia talks about in The Artist's Way is the best practice. So for this week, I would highly recommend, if you don't already have a copy of the book, The Artist's Way, that you go get it. It's a great read. There's some really great exercises in it. And her essay on the morning pages is very much worth reading. But here's basically what it boils down to. She recommends every morning, 7 days a week, as soon as you wake up, you grab your journal, literally on eyes opening, grab your journal and your pen, and you start writing. And you write 3 full pages of whatever is in your mind, stream of consciousness thought when you first wake up. There's no censoring. There's no thought that should go into it. It's not about journaling on a particular topic. It's about writing about whatever is there in your thoughts, top of mind, in that moment. She says just write and write fast. And for me, that has been kind of the best inroad, is the write fast bit. If ever I get stuck and I start going down a rabbit warren trying to figure something out, I just come back to writing and trying to figure that out. Or if my mind goes blank and I don't have anything to write, then just writing, I don't have anything to write, I don't have anything to write, will open up a new channel, and off I keep going. Often just on the other side of those blank spots, I've found personally a number one, either kind of big emotional stuff I need to work through, or a great idea. The other day when I was doing my writing, just the other side of a blank spot was a deep, deep calm and a real beauty, where I ended up writing for the rest of my pages a great quote from St. Julian of Norwich that all shall be well and all shall be well and all manner of things shall be well. It was just delicious, and that was kind of on the other side of those blank spots. But I wouldn't have got there if I didn't just keep writing, keep writing, keep writing. It was great. So she recommends not full scat pages, not A5, not tiny, but A4, general letter size, 3 pages every single day, as close to as waking as possible. A couple of other parameters that she puts in place around this, and which I continue to observe, don't reread your pages for at least 8 weeks. And don't show them to anyone. They're absolutely private. They're for yourself, and they really need to be respected as such. If that means you need to stash them away where they can't be found, lock them away from curious husbands, teenagers, whatever, then do that. By and large, you know, my family are not particularly interested in what I do in my pages. They probably couldn't read them because my handwriting's so bad, even if they wanted to. But it's really important that it's valued as time just for you. Now, how long should this process take? Well, when I first started doing it, it was probably taking me 45 minutes. These days, I can bang out, because I do write and write fast, I don't worry about my handwriting. It's just about just, it's the movement, it's the process of it less than the capturing of it. Do you know what I mean? For me, my focus when I'm doing this is about moving through the process. It's not about being able to remember every piece or be able to read even every word as I come back to it later. You know, the gist of it's still there. So it's just, I can move quickly, I can write quickly. Sometimes it gets a bit of a scroll, but it doesn't matter. It's about moving through. These days it probably takes me about 15 to 20 minutes to bang out three quick pages. What I found, as I said, the times when I do it every day, the times when I do it earliest to waking are the times when I have the most benefit, where I feel most aligned with source. I feel like my, you know, when you're tuning a radio station and sometimes you're right on the station and it's crystal clear, and then other times you're between and it feels like static. For me, it's a lot like that with my morning pages. When I'm doing them regularly and clearly and cleanly every day and as close to waking as possible, I find like I'm really tuned in to radio station Joe or radio station Source, and I hear those messages loud and clear, and they're very profound. When I don't, it's often more static with just snippets of insight from time to time. So highly recommend that, and grab The Artist's Way and read about it if you haven't done that before. Really highly recommended. You could even Google Julia Cameron Morning Pages and read her essays on it online, I'm sure. The second kind of way that I use my journal is for processing stuff as it occurs. Today I had a perfect example of that, where an unexpected meeting with a team member had a lot of emotional content, which just happened to press one of my triggers. So I was angry, I was upset, and I didn't have time today to be angry and upset. I needed to be in a great state. You know, I knew I needed to record myself power cars. You know, I had all this stuff to go on. And I didn't have time for that. So what did I do? Well, first of all, I grounded myself. I went and lay on the ground in the sunshine and got myself grounded, which was really, really helpful. But then the second thing I did was I grabbed my journal. And I grabbed a pen and I just started writing whatever was there. So again, it was stream of consciousness. And I was, you know, with the intention of, I want to clear this out. What's going to help me to clear this out? You know, if there was a question underneath it, it was, what is this thing and how can I let it go? And do you know, as I was writing at the beginning of that, I was like, I've got to go, I've got to stop work for today. I can't do any more work today. I've got to go replenish my energy, which is, as you know, soft power principle number one. If things are off kilter, go replenish your energy. And I was, you know, writing, I've got to go do this, I've got to do that, got to have a break, da 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 da. After, by the time I'd written two pages, and it only took two pages, at the end of that, I was ready to actually complete my day's work, which is not to say I'm not going to replenish my energy. I absolutely am. But it got me to a point of being able to continue and being able to do things. So it's not about any particular style. It's just about, through pen and paper and the written word, processing that. Now, for some people, processing and clearing stuff works better when it's not written and when it's pictures, drawing, sketching, doodling. I saw a great YouTube video that Roger Hamilton did on his Entrepreneur TV recently, where he showed his journal. And I have to say, I had total journal envy after that, watching that episode. He's an architect, a great visual artist, and so he journals very visually. There's lots of pictures and word art and all sorts of things that he creates in his journal. And you know, for some people, that's the way they process or they compute. So whether for you it's words or whether it's drawings or what have you, something about the magic of picking up some kind of instrument of creation, a pathway opens up between your highest self and the manifest. You can get lessons from source down. It helps you to clear stuff out. It's just such a powerful process. So whether it's pictures, doodling, words, whatever it is, you know, try it out. What is it going to take for you to let go of things? The third thing, and the third way I love to use my journal, is to create. To when I'm in my sorceress archetype and I'm looking to dream up the next phase of business, or I'm looking to create something new in my home, you know, if there's something bugging me about home and I want to kind of create some solution for it. If there's a new project I'm dreaming about for the business, or a new branding, or a new target market that I want to work with, I'll dream it out on the page. And one of the things that I've gotten really good at over the years is if I want to create something, I don't research. I don't start with research. It's very easy if you want to kind of do something, especially in business, to go and look at what everybody else has done. But I think you don't get your purest work that way. I prefer to just go somewhere quietly by myself elsewhere, grab my pen, grab my notebook and my pen and do some dreaming. Especially if I've been doing my morning writing and my soft play dates, those sessions are really, really juicy and often very profound in terms of the insights and the direction that they open up for the business or for my life or whatever it might be working on. So it's kind of, I don't only write in the morning. I write whenever I need to write. I write every morning I possibly can, you know, toddler permitting and not sleeping at all the night before. I have given myself more leeway perhaps than Julia Cameron does these days. But I still do know that from a morning writing perspective, you know, that gold standard of first thing early is the best. It absolutely is for me. And I think until you've really given yourself the gift of trying that out for a good 6 to 8 weeks, you can't really decide whether it's right for you. And then what about reviewing your journal? Well, for me, I like to go back and review my journal after about 8 weeks. As Julia says, I don't go back and look at my morning pages in that period of time. But after 8 weeks, I'll go back and look at everything I've been writing on, working on over that period of time. What I tend to do is then sort through it in with a couple of key questions in mind. One is this still relevant to me? If it's an issue, does it still need resolution? Do I need to activate something on it? Because it's been a problem now for 8 weeks. It's time for it to get resolved. The second thing is I'm going through and sorting for great ideas that I might not have noticed at the time, but I can now see with hindsight and perspective were good and need activating. So I'm sorting through it to look for good ideas and starting to plan out on timelines on that. And the third thing is it's about going, oh, gee, look how far I've come, an acknowledgement of what was issues that no longer were, that I worked with. So it's kind of a bit of a gratitude exercise as well to look back and reflect on how far I've come. It's a great self-love opportunity when you look at the things that you have dealt with as you go along the way. I just wanted to take a last moment to talk about a few side effects of journaling so that you can notice some common symptoms that will often come up when you journal and know what to do about them. One of the first is resistance to journaling. And the reason that one gets resistant towards whether it be doing one's morning writing or sitting down to write or process something or to plan something out is often because there's stuff going on. There's emotional content which you're ignoring and not wanting to look at. So recognize if you've got resistance to the process, it might be your unconscious trying to keep you safe and survive and not wanting you to do what it is going to take to get you connected to actually what's going on inside. So watch that, and it's one of those things where if you feel drawn to it or resistance to it, it's probably a great tool. If you're indifferent, have a go and see what happens anyway. But it's probably less important if you're indifferent as to if you have a very strong positive or a very strong negative towards the process. So that's one of the side effects is resistance. The second side effect, which I see about 2 to 3, sometimes 4 weeks after someone begins a habit of journaling, is a lot of anger, or sometimes it comes up as fear or hurt, overwhelming negative emotions. And again, that's because all of a sudden you've given your unconscious a safe space to be heard. You're basically saying to your child innermost self, hey, I'm listening. I'm here and I'm listening. And once that rapport is established, if it hasn't been in place before, that deepest, quietest little, you know, childlike part of you says, yay, well, what about this horrible thing? And I'm really angry about that. And this is driving me crazy. And you can feel, and sometimes it can be very overwhelming for a week or 2 weeks. For me, when I picked it up the first time, it was about a month where I was just, oh, there was so much emotion going on. But I really did just sit with it and I wrote through it and I kept doing my soft play and I really went, this is good, this is clearing, this is moving it out. So recognize that it's really easy when you're starting to feel angry to again go, oh, it's because the morning pages are making me angry. They're not. You are angry anyway. The writing is just developing rapport with your unconscious self so that she's feeling safe to actually process some of the stuff you've been carrying around for a long time. Other side effects of journaling include massive increases in creativity, huge increases in fruitfulness, and a really deep and juicy relationship with your inner self and your soul self. Don't be surprised if you start dreaming more powerfully. Don't be surprised if those dreams become really instructional. You know, like literally, you can ask a question when you go to bed and you will have a dream of the answer. You know, it's very, very powerful. And all of that comes by developing this very deep relationship with your unconscious self. So journaling is a really powerful, powerful part. It's one of the basic tools at one of many that we talk about is journaling. Our second is our soft play dates. Our third is thinking and thanking. And those three kind of tools are crucial to everything that we do. So your exercise for this week is to have a look at journaling. Number one, are you doing it? If so, how's it going for you? Number two, I'm going to invite you, no matter what stage you're at with your journaling, to have a look at the three opportunities I've given you today, to go get the book The Artist's Way from Julia Cameron, or go Google that YouTube video of Roger and see how he uses his journal and discover what other opportunities are there for you with regards to that. See if there's another habit that you can add in, a way of using your journal which perhaps feels really great for you and helps you to get closer towards the leadership that you're working towards. And finally, if you're not journaling at all, well, it's time to start. The best thing you can do is go to your favorite stationer, and what girl doesn't love a good stationery shop, whether it be online or off? Buy yourself a beautiful notebook. My favorite at the moment is one of the moleskin ones. I don't like lines. I always have plain pages and I just love them. They're delicious. They're, you know, they feel really good to write in. I love them. But, you know, whatever works for you. And perhaps even buy yourself a beautiful pen. I like nothing more than to write with a lovely fountain pen. It might be, you know, it might be a really posh, fancy, refillable one, or one of those £3, you know, disposable ones, but a pen that you love to write with. And that can be just that enough, can be abundance enough for you to begin a lovely new relationship with your innermost thoughts and secrets, with your deeper connection to soul and self and source, that can come out through developing the profound habit of journaling. I look forward to hearing how your journaling is going, what you've learned from this PowerCast and how you might be able to apply it to what you're doing, and answering any questions that you might have in either the Change Forum or, of course, the B1 community, our one of many voices evolution into the new B1 membership. We'll be answering questions in there too. So really look forward to hearing how it goes, ladies. Until then, remember to be the change you want to see in the world. It's the only way forward, not just for you, but for humanity.